Friends, this year should be a special schus for Nechaket al Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi. And the Lenishmas Reb Chaim Tzvi ben Aurelio. And if Mem Zayin Amid Beis in Meseches Pesachim, it says, Yeshcharish Telem Echad V'chaim Olam Mishim Shemot Olam. Sometimes a person can plow one line in the field and be chai for eight lav in Achoresh, and then the Gemara enumerates, Achoresh, what are you doing? How can you be chai of eight in one shot? Person plows b'shor v'chamor, so that's shor v'chamor yachtav, v'hem mukdashim, it's hektish, v'kalayim b'kerem, and it's kalayim b'kerem, it's another answer. Shvius, seventh year, you're not allowed to work, yontif, etc. So we enumerate how to be over so many lavim in one shot. Rashi explains, v'shvius do'ever mishum sadcha le'sizra, person's over on shvius because you're not allowed to plant on shvius, v'chorish, and the Harisha is in order to cover the Zriya, and therefore you're over on Satchalay Sizra. Kalayim Bikarim, the Bahadi to Kacharish Chafa Kalayim. Kalayim Bikarim, as you're doing Harisha, you're covering the Kalayim, and then a person's Machabe Bikalayim Loke, if he covers up the seed of the Kalayim, he gets Malkus. Harei Chamisha. So Rashi says, now we're up to 5. V'yomtav harei shisha. Right, the 5. And then yomtav is number 6. V'shabbos loitana mishum. The lav shenit l'asaras mises beis and dein lokan alav. We're enumerating how many malchus you're getting. If it's Shabbos, yomtav shcholios b'shabbos, it's not going to add to your malchus because Shabbos is docha lav shenitan lazharas mises beis din. For a Shabbos, a person can get killed by the beis din, and the mela is no malchus. So it was shver for Rashi. Rashi didn't understand why we don't say Shabbos and yontif, and then it'll be 9 lavim. Add on Shabbos, tack on Shabbos. Not only that, it'll be 10. Because there's chilek malachas on Shabbos, so you could be chayev for 2 different malachas in one shot. So memela, you're going to be chayev for choyresh and for zoreya. You plowed it and you covered the seed, so memela, that's 2. So you got 10. Teretz Rashi is that on Shabbos there's no malchus because Shabbos is nitan lazharis mises beisdin. So knock off Shabbos here. It's not applicable. It's not relevant. Because Shabbos nitan lazharis mises beisdin, because we know malchus for Shabbos. Frek the Gemara and Makis, Daf Chaf Aleph, why we don't learn their 9 lavim, because on Yantav there are 2 lavim of Gam Choresh and Gam Zoreh, and for the Gemara, Ein Chiluk Melachas Bi Yantav. There's no different distinction. Melachas, you're not going to be Chayef 2 on Yantav. So if a person does this one Maisa, and he does 2 malachas on Yomtif, on Shabbos he's going to be chayiv, and on Yomtif he's not going to be chayiv. The Shaar HaMelech in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel presented a famous chakira, became famous after him. A lot of the Achronim discuss it. If there's chilek malachas on Yom Kippur, if you do a maisa on Yom Kippur, and you're over on 2 different malachas, do we say that there's chilek malachas on Yom Kippur? We saw in the meantime that on Shabbos there is chilek malachas. On Yantif there is no chilek malachas. And the question is, what is going to be the status of Yom Kippur? If you do 2 malachas in one shot, or you do them behelei mechad, in one forgetting, you be chayev 2 or 1. So the Shaar HaMelech says, as do others, that it's totally in the Alfusis in the Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Ayin, we have various Yalfusis. The Gemara asks Chilik Menachos Melan, where do you know that you're chayav in every Melacha? Shmuel says from the pasuk of Mechaleh Mos Yumas. Mos Yumas is a double lashon. Mises Harbe Al Chilulecha, the Torah's Merabe, that you're chayav many Mises on one Chil. And the Gemara says this is Bemezid. So how do we learn Shogeg from here? You want to know if you're chayav independently achatas for each malacha. This is talking about mezitz. What do you mean? Torah ribsa mises harbe al chilecha. How do we learn from this to shogeg? They're going to be chayav achatas for each one. Answers the Gemara. Meinu inyan mezitz. Already you have a pasuk for mezitz. Kol osa malacha yumas. So therefore, this pasuk must be referring to neinu inyan shogeg. It must be referring to shogeg. And what does it mean? Yumas. Yumas b'mamon. Kill him with money. How do you kill a guy with money? You make him spend a lot of money. Karbanas harbe. So that's one yalfusa. And the Gemara says, we have another yalfusa. Why don't we learn it from where Rav Nassan learns? Rav Nassan says, lo sovarish b'chol mashoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. And the Gemara says, why does it say this? We already learned you have to keep Shabbos. We already learned the 39 malachas. Eila had devarim. Eila is gematria 36. Hey of hadvarim. And then dvarim is the dvarim is 2. Hadvarim is the dvarim is 3. So what's 3 plus 36? According to my calculations, it's 39. So why do we have to have a pasuk for los avarish b'chol mashvaseichem? So the Gemara says to teach you, skipping along the Gemara, chiluk malachas. Mahavar is anav malacha and yerchayev bifnei atzma. So every malacha yerchayev bifnei atzma. So Shmuel, that didn't learn from there, says the Gemara, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that Havar wasn't singled out to tell you chiluk malachas. Havar was singled out to tell you that it's a lav. And then the Gemara says, so why don't we learn Chiluk Malachas from where Rabbi Yossi learned it? Where did Rabbi Yossi learn Chiluk Malachas from? It says, Legabei Chiyuv Chatas, Va'asa Me'achas Me'hena. Torah could have said, Va'asa Achas. What does it mean, Me'achas? And it didn't even have to say Me'hena. So the Gemara darshins, Pa'am Shechayev Achas Al Kulam. Sometimes you're Chayev one for everything. Pa'am Shechayev Malkol Achas Ve'achas. And sometimes you're chayav in each one individually. And therefore it says, Heina Lashon Rabim. Sometimes you're chayav one for all the malachas, sometimes you're chayav for each one individually. So what's the reason, Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, Achas Me Achas. Heina Me Heina. So, could have said Achas, said Me Achas. Could have said Heina, it says Me Heina. Achas She Heina, Ve Heina She Achas. One Chilul Shabbos, a number of Chatos, one Chilul Shabbos, a number of Chatos, Achas, Shehi Heina, Veheina, a lot of Chilul Shabbos, Shehi Achas, one Karbon. You see from here the sinyan of chiluk malachas, and the Gemara learns what you do with the extra mem. So the question is, why does Shmuel learn chiluk malachas from Mechaleh Amos Yumas? Why doesn't he learn like Rav Yossi? He learns havar l'lav yatzis. Therefore, he doesn't learn havar as l'chalek to tell you chiluk malachas. Why doesn't he learn like Rav Yossi that you learn from Me'achas Me'hena? This inyan of Chiluk Malachas, that if you forget that it's Shabbos and you have a number of Malachas, you're Chayav one for all of them. And for the Gemara, that he doesn't learn from there, V'shmo Lachas Shehena, Hena Sheachas, Lo Mashmalei. He doesn't accept, subscribe to such a Jerusha. Okay? Gevaldik. So we have the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. So it says the Shaar HaMelech, since we have a number of Yafuses in the Gemara, it would depend, based on the Yafusa, whether there's going to be Chiluk Malachas Far Yom Kippur. If you learn from like Reb Nosson, Chiluk Malachas Tichsi Lo Savaru Eish, so on Yom Kippur there's not going to be Chiluk Malachas, because Shabbos is Chomer from Yom Kippur, because Shabbos is Mises based in, and Yom Kippur there isn't. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who learned Me'achas Mehena, this pasuk is talking about Chai Ve'krisis and Chatos, so Yom Kippur there's also going to be Chiluk Malachas. On Yom Kippur there's also going to be Chiluk Malachas, because Yom Kippur is also Chai Ve'krisis and Chatos. So Memela, on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, there is Chiluk Malachas according to Rabbi Yossi. Aye, why did the Mishnah say that we read that on Yom Kippur it's also Yom Kippur, and therefore there's going to be another lav? Because it's Yom Kippur, he's over on Yom Kippur, and there's also Chiluk Malachas, so he'll be over even on, he'll be over on more, it'll be two Harisha and Zariah. So, says the Shaar HaMelech, "B'plukta lo mayri." We don't want to get involved in machloksim. If we left Yom Kippur out, it's really a machlokas, which yafusa you learn from. However, it's not so pashut. Really, we can say that this Mishnah is not beplukta mayri. It's not talking about a machlokas. It's not avoiding Yom Kippur because it's a machlokas. And therefore, what Shaar HaMelech and other achronim want to say is that Eina Chinami, according to Rav Yossi, there would be Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur. And just according to Rav Nosson, there wouldn't be. Rav Nosson learns it's Dafka Shabbos, and Rav Yossi says anytime you have a chatas increases. But the MS, both according to Rav Nosson and according to Rav Yossi, this Mishnah would be, it would be following both of them. And it wouldn't be a machlokas. The Mishnah didn't avoid it because it's a machlokas. The Mishnah is really the kulei alma. And the kulei alma on Yom Kippur, there is going to be no chiluk malachas. How is that? So now we're going to explain, based on the Sefer Masis Moshe of the great Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Hagon Rav Moshe Chevroni. This is in Simet Samach Gimel, where he says this Mahalach. In the Gemara in Makkos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, it's Muchach that Chiluk Malachas is both with regard to Chatos, that you're bringing various Chatos, and also Linyan Malkus, that there's going to be a number of Malkus, because the Gemara asks on Yontav, why don't you get Malkus for Zoraya? Because this Harish is a Harish and a Zoraya, because you're also covering up the Zoraya. And the answer is Rava, Yesh Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos V'ein Chiluk Malachas B'Yontav. So Rava answers that there is Chiluk Malachas for Shabbos, and there's no Chiluk Malachas for Yom Tov. So since there's no Chiluk Malachas for Yom Tov, we did not say that you're over on another Isser. Agav. This also proves that Beplukta lo mairi, because Shabbos is also machlokas. Why do we mention Shabbos? And then it would be another in the Gemara in Makkos. Why don't we say Shabbos? And then there'll be another two lavin. And the answer is Beplukta lo mairi, because there's an opinion that holds Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva whether you're lokin. Rabbi Akiva holds Lavshin Latzaretz Mizbezdin ain't lokin. Rabbi Shmuel holds lokin. So why do we add on Shabbos? The reason we didn't add on Shabbos is because Beplukta lo mairi, because then it would be a Machlokas. Are you getting Malkus or are you not getting Malkus? So Rashi already said in Psachim, the reason it doesn't say Shabbos because the lav shenitan laseres mises based in she'ain lokin, but Rabbi Shmuel holds lokin. So the answer is beplukta lo mairi. Al kolpanim, you see in the Gemara that Rava answers that there's chilek malachas for Shabbos, there's no chilek malachas for Yontif, and memela you can't add on another lav because there's no chilek malachas on Yontif. Rashi explains that the man d'amar of havar lechalek yotzos holds that there's no chilek malachas on Yontif because we don't have a special pasuk. The pasuk of los havar reish is talking about Shabbos, because Shabbos the pasuk was megale. And on Yontif, the pasuk was not megala. That is how the Turei Eben learns. The Shaar HaMelech learns the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is that Shabbos is more chomer. But the Turei Eben learns that Rashi says Yontif lo yatzis havara. Why Yontif lo yatzis havara? Yontif lo yatzis havara. Because Torah only tells us about Shabbos, not about Yontif. There's not a din in Shabbos being more chamor. It's just where the Torah told us. So that's all gevaldik legabei Reb Nosson. The Reb Nosson holds that there's no chilek malachas on Yontif because on Yontif we don't have a gilu. And according to the Man D'Omer, says Rashi, Avar the lav yotzos fenafkalei chilek malachas me'asa me'achas mehena. According to the Man D'Omer, that Avar is only a lav, and we learn chilek malachas like we saw in the Gemara in Shabbos from va'asa achas mehena. So says Rashi, Hani mili bi suri di is behu chiyuv chatos. Kagon malachas de Shabbos is done in the karis b'shigas and chatos. These are only asurim that have a chiyuv chatos that we say chiluk malachas. Why? Because that parsha is talking about chatos. Aval yomtiv de chiyuv malkasu. But yomtiv the issue is malkas. Veins don in karis, ain't bo chiluk malachas. And it's not, you're not chayiv karis b'zadun. There's no chiluk malachas. So it's mashma from Rashi that only le'inyan chatos we learn chiluk malachas and not le'inyan malchus. You want to know about chiluk malachas? It's only going to apply to when there's a chiyuv karban chatos and not when there is a chiyuv malchus, and therefore by yomtiv when it's only malchus, the kulei alma, there's no chiluk malachas. That's what Rashi says, but it would appear that that's only according to Rabbi Yossi, who learns chilek malachas from avachas asa me'achas me'achas mehena. But according to Rabbi Nassin, who learns from havara lechalek yatzas gam le'inyan malchus, there's also going to be a chilek malachas b'shabbos. If you learn havara lechalek yatzas, then even with regard to malchus, there's going to be chilek malachas b'shabbos. Because what's Rav Nassim's makor? Havara lechalik. Once havara is lechalik, so both with regard to malchus and with regard to chatos, we're going to say that you're chayav for each individual malacha. Aye, how's their Malchus on Shabbos? Like according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that Lav Shanita and Lazarus Mises Beisdin. Lokim, if they give Hasra for Malchus and not for Mises, you get Malchus, Malchus Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Just on Yantif, there's no Chilik Malachus because Lo Sevaru Eish was only said on Shabbos. Umehechitesi, that we should say that also on Yantif. Hecha de gali gali, vecha de lo gali lo gali. Wherever we are, we have a gili, we have a gili. We don't have a gili, we don't have a gili. But on Shabbos, there's always going to be chilek malachas, both le'inyin chatos and le'inyin malchus. And there is a logic behind this, because the famous Tosas Rid in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, who says that according to Rav Nosson, that Havara Lechalek Yatzas, what's Pshat? It's like you have a lav on every malacha. It's like chelev and dam. You give Asura and chelev, you give Asura and dam. They're two completely different malachas. So to every malacha. You know what it's like? It's like if the Torah had written Lo Siktsor, Lo Sitchon, Lo Sischot, Lo Sadush, Lo... Lo Sichtov, Lo Simchok, whatever, all the malachas. The Torah wrote each one individually. That's all the Mandi Omar Havara Lechalik, because it's a different Hagdara of Yisurei Shabbos. It's as if each Yisur Shabbos is written independently in the Torah. And Memela, you're going to be over each one independently, even Behele Machas, even Maisechot. Memela, this would apply both to Chatos and would also apply to Malchus if Lashin and Lazarus Bisis Mazin Lokin Allah. But the Mandamar Havara Lilav Yatzas, all Malachas are one shame. Lo Sasim Malacha. So just like on Yom Kippur, there's no difference if you eat bread or you eat meat. So to on Shabbos, doesn't matter what it is, so you're over on. You're over on one overarching Yisr of Chil Shabbos. And Memela, there's no Chilik Malacha. Memela is no Chilik Malachas. There's no reason to distinguish between the malachas, because Havara wasn't lechalik. Havara is the laviatzis. So all the malachas of Shabbos are lumped together in one iser. Now, according to this, l'inyan chilek malachas l'shitas Rav Nosson, that they're shemos muchlakim like chelim and dam, you can have Chilik Malachis Le'inyan Malchus. Why? Because when a person eats Chelev and Dam with one Hasra, he's Chayev Shtayim. And if he eats a Kazayis Chelev and a Kazayis Chelev with one Hasra, he's only chayev one time, as it says in the Mishnah Makis, Chaf Aleph, in a number of places. Two asros, you're chayev two. So according to the Mandi Amar Chilik Malachas Me'avar Lechalik Yatzas, we learn, so vadai, that if a person was koitzer and toichin basurachas, he's going to be chayev shtayim, it's like chayev and dam. But according to the Mandi Amar Havar Lelav Yatzas, and we learn Chilik Malachas from Me'asa Me'achas Me'hena, so according to Malachas Shabbos, it's one shame of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. So it's like he ate a few times chelev with one hasra, that he's only chayev one malchus. And why should we say that on Shabbos he's chayev two for one hasra? So that's all a chilek between the limudim of havara lav yatzas and lechalek yatzas. If you say havara lechalek yatzas, pshat is that every malacha in the Torah is written independently. It's like the Torah says, don't do malacha A, don't do malacha B, don't do malacha C. If you hold havara lav yatzas, no. There's no, the Torah didn't write the lavim separately. The Torah wrote the lavim, they clumped them all together. And therefore, if you're over on a few, on Shabbos, there's only going to be one Isser. Vis-a-vis Hilchos Shabbos. Ah, what about Linyan Chatos? So how come you're chayav a chatas on each each malacha, if you do them behelem echad. So shkagas are different. When you do something b'shkaga, you're going to be chayiv two chatos for a different reason. The lavin weren't written separately in the Torah. We don't view it that way. We view it as there's only one lav in the Torah. But shogeg is still different for another reason. Different than Shabbos. Because we learn at the beginning of Parakal Gadol that shigas Shabbos is other malachas. If a person forgets it's Shabbos and he does a malachas on purpose, he's chayiv one chatos. Zadon Shabbos and shigas malachas. He's chayv on every malacha independently. If he knows that it's Shabbos and he forgets the malachas, he's chayv on each malacha independently. We have to understand. L'chayr achatis is an aver b'shogeg. So if a person's shigas Shabbos, he forgot that it's Shabbos, and he knows malachas are also on Shabbos, why is he chayv only one achatis? And zadon Shabbos and shigas malachas, he knew it was Shabbos, he forgot the malachas, he's chayv on every malacha. B'shigas Shabbos, he also did every malacha b'shogeg and not b'mezid. Maishna, what does it matter if he forgot a Shabbos, or he remembered a Shabbos if he forgot the malachas were aser? Why, if he forgot a Shabbos, he's only chayiv one, and if he forgot the malachas, he's chayiv. But he knew a Shabbos and forgot the malachas, he's chayiv in each one independently, individually. Why should that be? Self calls self. He did all the averes b'shogeg. Let him be chayiv for each one. Chatis. So Rav Nachman there said Shabbos daf ayin karban. The chayiv amai, what do you chayiv a carbon for? Ashkaga. Hasam chad ashkaga haratugu shkagas. There it's one shogeg. Here it's a lot of shogegs. Meaning that chayiv chatas is not on the maisa avera b'shogeg alone. If it was a maisa avera b'shogeg, then you did a lot of averas b'shogeg in both instances, whether you forgot it was Shabbos, you forgot the malachas was and you remember it was Shabbos. Norvas. The etzem shkaga that you didn't know is the sin. It's not an amaisa avera. It's that you didn't know. And therefore it's tali. Is there one shogeg or a lot of shogegs? If a person just forgot it's Shabbos, one shogeg. If a person knew it's Shabbos and a lot of didn't know the malachas were us, there are a lot of shogegs. But the isser is not an amaisa avera. The isser is that he didn't know. But if a person knows that the malacha is aser on Shabbos, he knows the malacha is aser on Shabbos. He just doesn't know today is Shabbos. If a person is shogeg on Shabbos, the shkaga is on the Shabbos, but not on the malachas. On the malachas, you're right. He did a maisa avera. If he knew that the malachas were aser on Shabbos, there's no chatas of shkaga on the maisa avera because he knew it was aser. He's just doing an aver b'shogeg. He's doing a maisa aver b'shogeg. So it could be he did a lot of maisa averes b'shogeg, but not for that you bring chatos. What do you bring a chatos for? You bring a chatos for not knowing what you were supposed to know. He should have known it was Shabbos. He didn't know it was Shabbos. One chatos. He should have known the malachas were aser. If he knew it was Shabbos, he didn't know the malachas were aser. It's a lot of chatos. So the chi of chatos is not in the maisa aver b'shogeg alone. You also have to have a ma'aser b'shogeg, but in addition, it has to be that you didn't know that it was, you didn't know. According to Reb Nosson, who holds that all malachas Shabbos are shemus mechulakim. It's like it says in the Torah, don't do A, don't do B, don't do C. It's like chaylev and dam. So you're over in a lot of shogegs here. Each one is independent, individual. So why don't you bring that many chatos? So again, it's muchach. And what's the pshat? That the pshat is that it's not in the Maisa Avera. And Echinami did a lot of Maisa Averas, but on Shabbos you're bringing the one carbon because Eini Odea, because he didn't know. That's the Avera. So if he just forgot it's Shabbos and then he did a lot of malachas, he's only going to be chayev one carbon. Why? I was over on Shemus Mechulakim. The answer is Ein Achinami. He did a lot of averas. He did an avera of Tkotzer, of Tochen, etc. But not for that you bring a chattas. Why do you bring a chattas? You bring a chattas because he didn't know. That's what the Aver was. That's what the Chattas is for. That he didn't know that it was Shabbos. And therefore he did all these Averas so that he's bringing the Chattas and they're not knowing. And since Chattas is on a chait of shkaga, therefore, zadon Shabbos b'shigas malachas. If a person knew it was Shabbos and he's shogeg in the malachas, he knew it was Shabbos, but he's shogeg on the malachas. He didn't know the malachas. So every shkaga is a chait. What's the chait? Why doesn't he know that ktsir is aser? Why doesn't he know that tchin is aser? Why doesn't he know that arig is aser? So therefore, you could talk about chilek chatos. There's going to be a chilek in chatos because the aver is b'shogeg that he didn't know that this was aser. And he didn't know a lot of different things were aser. He knew his Shabbos, he didn't know the malachas were aser. But the mezid, let's say a person doesn't have Erev mezid, and he's chayav malchus. Why is he chayav malchus? He's not chayav malchus because he didn't know, and he should have known better. He knew. He's chayav malchus because of the maisa avera. So when you do an avera b'shogeg, why are you chayav malchus? On Shabbos because he didn't know. When a person doesn't have Erev Mezid, why is he Chayev Malkus? B'shogeg is Chayev Chatos, doesn't know. B'mezid is Chayev Malkus because of the Maisa Avera. And since according to the Mandamar Havara Lelav Yatzis, all Malachas of Shabbos have one shame, it's like he ate Chaylev a number of times with one Hasra. How can we say that he's going to be Chayav Malkus on every Malacha if he only has one Hasra? Is it different than Chaylev and Chaylev Basra Achas? So Vadai L'Reb Yossi, who learns Chilik Malachas from Ba'asa Me'achas Me'hena, it's only going to be L'Inyan Chatos. Because L'Inyan Chatos, you can say that he didn't know. And for every time he doesn't know, he's chayiv inu chattas. That's what a person's chayiv chattas for. For not knowing. And then together with that, there's a maisa avera. But not l'inyan malchus. Because l'inyan malchus, he's only going to be chayiv once. Because Shabbat, they're all lumped together. There's one iser. So according to the Tosis Rit, who holds that that's in his tinavur lechalak yatzis and alav yatzis, lechalak yatzis pshat is that it's written, every yisur in the Torah is written independently. It's as if it's written, don't do this, don't do that. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who learns chilek malachas from va'asa me'achas me'hena, So that's only going to be linyan chatos, because there you're chayv and they're not knowing. But if you're chayv in the maisa avera, like you are by mezid, and it's all one maisa avera, it's all under the same rubric of don't do malacha on Shabbos, so it's like eating chayla five times with one hasra. Why should you be chayv every time separately? You're not. So that's when it comes to malchus. But on Shabbos, according to Reb Nosson, if lav shein l'tzaras b'ayin mizbeis, and you do get malchus, so he did many different ma'aseh averus here. He did chaylev, he did dam. Each one is separate. Each malacha is separate. So that's all inyan Shabbos. But according to this on Yom Kippur, Memanavshach, according to Reb Nosson, who learns chilik malachas me'avar lechalik yatzas, there's no chilik malachas on Yom Kippur. It only says chilik malachas lo sevaru by Shabbos. It was only megala by Shabbos, or Shabbos is more chamor. But we only have lo sevaru by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. Memela, there's going to be no chilik malachas on Yom Kippur. And according to Rabbi Yossi, who learns from Va'asa Me'achas Mehena, on Yom Kippur, there is going to be chilik malachas when it comes to chatos, like we said. When it comes to chatas, it's chilik malachas, but not l'inyan malchus. L'inyan malchus, there's not going to be chilik malachas, even according to Rabbi Yossi. So according to this, it's very good what Rashi asked. Why doesn't it say Shabbos? No, it should have said that it was also Shabbos and also Yantif. And what was Rashi's teretz? Rashi's teretz was because Shabbos is a lav shenita l'asaras misas beis din, and ain lokin. We're talking here about Malchus. Shabbos is a lav shenita l'asaras misas beis din, ain lokin, and therefore it doesn't mention Shabbos. But it couldn't have mentioned Yom Kippur. Why? Because Linyan Malchus, talking about Malchus here, there's no Chilik Malachus L'Kulei Alma. Sai according to Rav Nosson, Sai according to Rav Yossi. According to Rav Nosson, there's no Chilik Malachus on Yom Kippur, because it only says Lo Sevaru by Shabbos. And according to Rav Yossi, there's no Chilik Malachus on Yom Kippur when it comes to Malchus. And here we're dealing with Malchus. So therefore this Mishnah that doesn't mention Yom Kippur, it's not because we don't want to get involved in Machlokos. Because if we wanted to say, like the Shara Melech in Pashtus, that it's Tolui in the Alfusis if this Chilik Malachas by Yom Kippur, that according to Rav Nosson there'll be no Chilik Malachas by Yom Kippur, because it only says it by Shabbos, but according to Rav Yossi and Zvachas Meina there will be, because it's talking about Karban Chatos, and that applies to Yom Kippur as well. And then why didn't the Mishnah mention Yom Kippur? And then we're going to have more Lavin. The answer is we don't want to get involved in a Machlokas. Whether it's Chilik Malachas or not Chilik Malachas according to Rav Nosson, there will not be Chilik Malachas in Yom Kippur according to Rav Yossi, there will be Chilik Malachas in Yom Kippur. No. Really, it's the Kulei Alma. According to nobody is there Chilik Malachas in Yom Kippur. Meaning, regarding Malchus. Because the Mishnah is talking about Malchus. And in the world of Malchus, everybody agrees there's no Chilik Malachas in Yom Kippur. Lefi Reb Nasan is no chilek melachos because it only says it by Shabbos. Hechad the goli goli, hechad lo goli lo goli, or because more chamor. But it only says it by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. So therefore, it's not shaykh to talk about chilek melachos in Yom Kippur. And even according to Reb Yossi, who says that by carbon, whenever there's a carbon chatas involved, there is chilek melachos. Yeah, but that's only with regard to the carbon chatas, because there it's on the shogi, on the fact that he didn't know, and therefore he could be chayav different chatos for not knowing. But when it comes to Malkus, there it's on the Maisa Aveira. And if, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's all only on Yom Kippur. Only when it comes to Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yossi, that there is going to be chiluk melachos by Korban Chatas, but not by Malkus. Why? Because Malkus is on the Maisa Avera that the person did. And the person only did one Maisa Avera. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there's only one lav. So it's like a person ate chalev, and he ate chalev, and he ate chalev, and he ate chalev. So you get it on, you did another Maisa Avera, you did another Maisa Avera, but it's all the Avera of eating chalev. If you get one Asura for lots of eating chalev, you only get one Malkus. So it comes out that according to the way the Tosfos Rid is learning, Lekulei Alma, there's going to be no Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur when it comes to Malkus, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about in Malkus. It's talking about getting another Malkus for Yom Kippur. First, we want to say, Plukta Lo Mayri, it's not a Machogs Bechal. Ravad, according to Reb Nasan, there's going to be no Chiluk Malachas because we only learn Chiluk Malachas by Shabbos. And according to Reb Yossi, Chiluk Malachas only applies to Shittach Techatas. That's where Zyafus is from. Zyafus is about the Chatos. And we even explained this rationale. That a person is Chayev each time for not knowing. So he does it once b'shogeg, he doesn't know. He does it another time b'shogeg, he doesn't know. So he can be Mechayev him each time. When it comes to Malkus, he only gets Malkus for what? He gets Malkus once. Because really it was only over on one Isser. What was the Isser? That he violated Yom Kippur. So he violated Yom Kippur once, violated Yom Kippur twice, like eating five times Chelev, five times Dam. Or five times Dam. You just get one Malkus for all of them. So according to Rabbi Yossi, when it comes to Yom Kippur, a person knew it was Yom Kippur, but he didn't know this malacha was Aser, so he's going to be chayav on each one, on each not knowing. Like Zod and Shabbos and Shigas malachas, you're chayav for each one. But when it comes to being chayav for the Maisa Aveira, and it's all one, all under the rubric of not doing malacha on Yom Kippur, there's going to be no chiluk malachas. So it comes out then that Lekulei Alma, there's no Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur when it comes to Malkus, either because we only said Chiluk Malachas by Shabbos, or we only said Chiluk Malachas by Chatos, but not when the person does it B'mezid. That B'mezid, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's all under the rubric of not doing Malachas on Yom Kippur, so it's like eating five times Chela with one Hasra. And Memela, when the Mishnah doesn't mention that it's Yom Kippur, it's not B'plukta Kamairi. It's not Bechlal, a Machlokas. Lekulei Alma, Bein the Reb Nasan, Bein the Reb Yossi. It wouldn't be Shayach to teach that there is Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur. It's not a Machlokas between them. Originally we thought there was a Machlokas. Rabbi Nassim would hold that there in Pashtus that there is no chiluk malachas, and Rabbi Yossi would hold in Pashtus that there is chiluk malachas. Anyone want to get involved in a machlokas? No. Everybody holds that on Yom Kippur there is no chiluk malachas when it comes to malchus, and this is all according again to the Tosas Rid, but not everybody holds that way. It could be that even according to Rabbi Yossi it's Shemus Muchlakim, and that Emir Tzashem, I hope Kadosh Baruch Hu give me the Koach and the Moach, is the subject of Beli Neder, a future Shir B'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu. But Al Kopanim, we learned a very big Yisodos here, and we should be Zoche Lilmod Ulamid Lishmur Lassel Kaim Skol V'Yitzamot Rasa V'Hav Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest Most Beloved Friends.